Lekutas Sichas, Chelek Yud Gimel, Ba'aloyscha Aleph. Min ha-posik be-parshaseinu, u-b-yayim simchaschem, u-b-mayadeichem, u-b-roshachatcheichem, u-skatnem b-chatzitza l-odaseichem al-zichra shalmeichem, o-helichem, z-zikorn l-fnei Hashem al-keichem, l-fnei al-keichem, ani Hashem al-keichem. The posik says, and on the day of your rejoicing, and during your holidays, and on Rosh Chodesh, you shall blow in the trumpets over your Karban Oila and over your Karban Shlomim, and it shall be for you a remembrance before Hashem. I am Hashem your God. So that's the Pasuk. Matik Rashi. So Rashi quotes, Al Oila Seichem, in regards to the Karban Oila that he talks about, a Mafarish, and this is what he says about that, the Karban Tzibur HaKosuv Medaber. The Pasuk here is talking about not a personal Oila, but a communal oila. So we have to understand, l'chayre din da'yei she'yoymar b'karban tzibur, it would be enough that he should say, al oila seichem b'karban tzibur. V'alkein tzarech le'mad av she'in ha'kaysev al oila seichem v'goymer. And therefore, even though the Rashi doesn't say v'goymer after the words al oila seichem, which in other words would include the words zivche shalmeichem, but still, even though he doesn't say begaymer, koyul gam zivche shalmeichem dehalam akosav, it still seems as if he is including also the zivche shalmeichem, because it says hakosav medaber. This pasuk is talking about communal karbanos. So in other words, not just oile seichem, but also zivche shalmeichem. It would seem that he should have said begaymer, but even though he doesn't say v'gaymer, it would still seem that he includes zivche shalmeichem by saying hakosuv medaber. Minayin beis, another question. Minayin l'Rashi b'pshuta shel mikra shamadubar hu b'karban tzibur dafke loy b'karban yochid. How does indeed Rashi know that this is talking about a communal karbanus and not personal karbanus? Maybe you have to blow shofar even when you bring a personal karban. Yesh Mefarshim. And by the way, the question is not in Halacha. The question is Bepshuta Shel Mikra. In the simple meaning of the Pasuk, how do you know that it doesn't refer to that? Yesh Mefarshim, the Hechrich, the Rashi, Hu Gibis Sifri Ubegemara. Some say that the reason Rashi knows this is because as it's brought in Sifri and Gemara, the Lameda Mehekish Mishlomim, we bring it, we compare the Oila to the Shlomim, the Mashlomim Shel Tzibur, the Aleph Hosam, Afaylu Shel Tzibur, just like the Shlomim here must be talking about a Karban Shlomim Shel Tzibur, as the Gemara over there is able to prove that this Karban Shlomim is talking about a Karban Shlomim Shel Tzibur. So also the Oila is also to be compared to the Shlomim, just like that's the Karban Tzibur, so also this is Karban Tzibur. Aval Kemeduba Kam Pa'amim. But as we mentioned a number of times, Rashi mefarish kol adorish labanos bepshutish lomikra. Rashi explains what everything that is necessary to understand the simple meaning of the pasuk. Limin amaschil b'melchamish b'melchamish. A beginner's study of a five-year-old. Ein esemech ala mavur b'sifri u'gemara. And therefore he doesn't rely on something that is brought in the gemara and the sifri, which the beginner doesn't know. Im lehekesh zen iskaben Rashi. So if Rashi knows it because of the Hekesh which is brought in the Gemara and Sifri, Havad Lelavari, he should have spelled it out. He should have explained it. Oy Al-Kaponim L'Ramzai, because it's a Sifri case, or at least allude to it, that if you want to know exactly how I know it, you can look it up in the Sifri. But he doesn't make any mention of the Sifri or the Gemara at all. So it can't be that it would seem that it can't be that that's how he knows that this is talking about a Karban Tzibur. Gimel. Another question. Al pianal pirush Rashi zemedaber ba kosov v'lo yishul amedim chelke mechelke. As we mentioned before, since Rashi says hakosov medaber, it seems that he knows it that the pasuk is talking about karban tzibur. Not that because the shlomim is talking about karban tzibur, therefore we must say that the oila is talking about karban tzibur. It seems that the pasuk as a whole must be talking about Karban Tzibur the way Rashi sees it. So therefore, what is it about this Pasuk that makes it to be talking about Karban Tzibur? So that's the first part of the Rashi. V'achach matik Rashi, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Then Rashi continues, and he says, he brings from the Pasuk the words, ani Hashem Elokeichem, u'mefarish, and explains on those words, mekan lamadnu, malchius im zechreinus v'shoifus. From there we learn that one must say malchius, or actually he says that malchius goes together with zechreinus v'shoifus. Shenema, because in this Pasuk it says, uskatem, so harei shoifus. So there you have shoifus mentioned. Lizikarein, and you will be for a remember, Zechreinus. So Zechreinus is mentioned. And then Ani Hashem Elokeichem Zu Malchius, that is a reference to Malchius. So therefore, when you have Zechreinus and Shefres, you also mention Malchius. From here we see this. Mitzorach Lavin, so in regards to this, we have to understand. Kimeduma Kame Pamim, as we mentioned a number of times, Ein Darkish Rashi and the Farish Shudushal Mikra. Rashi, who deals with Pshudish Lamikra, doesn't necessarily cover the halachas which are to be learned from this pasuk. And he doesn't bring all the drashas of the chachamim that are said about this pasuk. Unless it's essential to understand the Pshutah Shel Mikra, you have to understand what the Chachamim say in their drasha, then he brings it, but otherwise he doesn't. Umenidin didan in our case. Ma chaser ba'avonis pashtas ha'kosov, what is lacking in understanding the simple meaning of the Pasuk? Shelochei muchach Rashi, lohavi alimet ba'alocha, that Rashi has to reference this whole drasha about Malchi, Zechreinus, and Shoifris, and so on. What is not understood about this Pasuk that we need that drasha? Beis via Seirim Azu even more. Pirush HaKosav Uskatem V'Goymer V'hoi L'chem L'zikarin L'fnei L'keichem Pashatu. The meaning of this pasuk, you shall blow the shofar, you will be remembered by Hashem, is a very simple thing. Tzivoy L'skaya V'chatzeser. It's a command, a mitzvah to blow the trumpet. So Ideizeh, you and the skarim L'fnei Hashem, that through this Hashem will remember them. Pirush HaKosav Shalafanav. And as the pasuk says before that, Bilarashi Mefashid Leikib Shutai. So, it, in the pasuk before that, it also brings out the same idea. You shall blow the shofar and you will be remembered. So, that seems to be the simple pshat. But Rashi explains it not in its simple meaning. The Leikib Shutai. He says that Uskatem Hu Psukish Shofaris. He says that the words of Skatem is not saying that you should blow and therefore be remembered by Hashem, but rather that Skatem means you should say the Psukim Shofaris. Zikaron means that you should say Psukim Zechreinus. Why did you take it out of its literal understanding, its literal explanation, its simple explanation, and make it into a drasha about the Psukim? Psukim Zechreinus and Psukim Shofaris. Balderel zeh bepirush ani Hashem Elokeichem. And so also in the meaning of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, he seems to take it out of its literal, simple explanation. Shevesiyim HaKosav, which is at the end of this pasuk, Kfar Pirush Rashi Lefneze, V'Parsha V'Eira, because Rashi already explained earlier, in Parsha V'Eira, Ani Avaya Pirush Neman L'Shalem Schar Toiv, that when it says in the pasuk Ani Avaya, it means I can be trusted to give good reward, and sometimes the opposite, U'Maisiv, and over there he says, and we find a similar explanation in many places, that the word Ani Hashem Elokeichem is to be understood as I can be trusted to give reward. So therefore, it would seem that we should be able to say the same thing about our appearance of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that it means I can be trusted to pay you reward. Why here does Rashi come and say, first of all, he says, it's not this meaning, and Beis, the Leikib Shutei Klal, and he interprets it in a way which is not the simple meaning at all. The Koyal Psukim Malchi is that it's a reference to Psukim Malchi, which is certainly not the simple meaning of the Pshat. Okanir Mizgam Beloshin Rashi Atzmai, and as Rashi, you can see from the way Rashi says it, the way he expresses it, that it's not the simple meaning. because he says mikan labadnu. From here we learn out. In other words, you have to dream it and grab a finger. You have to look beneath the surface. This is not the simple understanding of the words. You have to learn it out from there. Gimel. Rashi, another thing, another question. Rashi matik min akosav atevis ani abaya lekechem. Avul mefarish gam atevis uskatem lizikorim. He quotes only the words ani abaya lekechem, but he ends up explaining not only the words ani abaya lekechem, but also the words uskatem lizikorim. As he says, uskatem is the shofar, and zikaron is the zichronos, and then he gets to malchus. If he's going to explain all those words, he should have quoted all those words, or to explain them in a separate Rashi if he wants, but wherever he's going to explain those words, he should quote those words. Gimel oid yesh l'dayik b'divrei Rashi. Another question that could be asked about Rashi. Another few questions. Aleph, lama lo hikdim Rashi lepirushei dorshu rabbeinu ki yotzei bezeh? Why doesn't Rashi say that, since this is not a literal translation, why doesn't he say there are sages interpreted it in this way? Kedarki b'kama mekayim, says he would in other places. Sheina kosa misyashav al pipshutei, where the pasuk needs further explanation to understand its simple meaning. And he finds the need to explain it according, based on a drasha. So he says, Darshu Rabbi Seinu, it lets you know that this is a drasha. Where here he doesn't. Beis, Besiyim Pirushi, Hoysef Rashi, V'chulu. At the end of the, he says, V'chulu, meaning, which means there is something more. What is he alluding to? What more is he? Does he mean by saying V'chulu? The kiven shemidim viyay mashma sharem shayach lepirushay havelelavare, and since when he quotes, he says the word v'chulu, it means that it's somehow connected to this explanation. So what is the connection? What does it mean? He should have explained what it is that he's alluding to. Gimel v'parshas emir. Pirush Rashi, Zichrein Trua, Psuke, Zichreinus, Psuke, Shofres. In Parsha Emor, where he talks about the same idea that there's Psuke, Zichreinus, and Shofres, and so on, over there he says Psuke, Zichreinus, and Psuke, Shofres. But Kan Shina, because of Besasam. Over here he doesn't say the words Psukim. Here he just simply says Zichreinus, Shofres, and then Malchis. So why is it that over there he says psukei, and over here he only says zechreinus shayfres and so on. Habir b'zeh yuma b'hagdim t'miya nesefes. So to explain all this, first we have to explain another question. Duber b'kama pa'amim. It's been mentioned a number of times. Shadagas Rashi b'pirushi al teira lefarish kol dover v'sasim b'pshuta shel mikra. We know that Rashi explains anything which cannot be understood, anything that needs further explanation to understand the pshutus shel mikra. Well, pizeh tzaruch lahavin. If so, we have to understand lama loy pirush Rashi atevas ubiyamsim chaschem. And amar is betchilas hakosav. Why doesn't Rashi explain what is the meaning on the day of your rejoicing? Ubeize yom simcha kosav medaber. What kind of simcha is the Torah talking about here? That ef shel lefarshim al yemei meidim l'simcha. We can say that what this means is the Yamim Tovim, which are days of rejoicing. Why can't you say that? That a niskur take of lachazeh, because then the very next word is talking about the Yamim Tovim. Bifnei atzmai, he says it separately there. Ubiyom simchaschem uve mayadechem, and on your Yamim Tovim. And in addition to that, ubavav hamaisif, the word b'mayadechem is also written u'b'mayadechem, and on your yomim tovim. In other words, that the yomim tovim are separate from what was written before u'b'simchaschem. Al ha'kaidem u'b'mayadechem. B'sifri al ha'posik mefarish. So now, in the Sifri, on this pasuk, he explains v'yom simchaschem elu shabbosis, that this is referring to Shabbos. Havo, but you can say that this is what Rashi means. It means imkein havalilume Rashi lefarze, because then Rashi should have said ubiyam simchaschem elu ashabases. So we understand what it means. Number two, why we can't say that this is what Rashi means. E efshal l'Rashi al pip shitase b'pirushay l'farishkein, because Rashi, if he goes according to his general thrust of how he explains things, you can't say that this is what he can't say that this is referring to Shabbosis. The bepashta saksovim, because on the simple meaning of the psukim loy matzinu inyan asimcha v'shabbos, we don't find anywhere in the psukim, in any psukim, that Shabbos is a time of simcha. Sheyeh nikra al shem ze, that it should be called because of that, because of some pasuk where he refers to Shabbos as a simcha. Therefore, he would be able to say b'yom simchaschem, stam. We don't find such a pasuk, so therefore b'yom simchaschem can't really mean Shabbos, at least not in Pshudosh al-Mikra, b'frat shenem abismichus u'b'me'adeichem, especially that it's being juxtaposed with me'adeichem, which is talking about the Yomim Tovim, shebehem b'furush b'kro simcha. In regards to the psukim, it is stated clearly in the pasuk that it's a time of simcha, as it says v'samachta b'chagecha. So therefore, if you're going to talk about the Yomim Tovim, which the pasuk says is a time of simcha, how does Shabbos get into that discussion where it doesn't say anywhere about Shabbos that it is a time of simcha? Ulahoyda filu al derech halacha ein ze pashut kol kach, that even according to halacha, the calling Shabbos a Yom Simcha is not that simple. V'ein loy me kavanas hakosibli mei simcha stam, and you can say that the pasuk is talking about generally a time of simcha. A person has a personal simcha, and a simcha prati shali shaprati, maybe as karban lashem. So therefore, if a person has a personal simcha, he wants to bring a karban. So the pasuk is saying you should blow chatzaitzer at that carbon as well. You can't say that. Why? Because sharei kanal pirush Rashi. Because Rashi immediately told us eloi seichem b'carbon tzivra kozim edavad, that is talking about a communal carbon, and it's not talking about personal carbon. So therefore, it can't mean a personal simcha either. And since Rashi doesn't mention anything at all about the word ubiyim simchaschem, al kain tzaruch lemei, we have to say shel daita shel Rashi muvanus heim ba'atzmam, that according to Rashi it's self-understood what this ubiyim simchaschem is referring to. The einim skukin lepirush, and the skukin lepirush doesn't need him to explain. So the question is, what is it they're referring to? What is it? It's so simple, Rashi doesn't have to explain it, but what is it? Babir. So the explanation is, b'pasik lifneze ne'emar, in the immediately preceding pasik it says, v'chisa vayu milchama, and if it'll be, there will be a war, v'hara'isem, and you will blow the shofar, v'niskartem, and therefore you will blow the tzachatzitzer, whatever it is, and you will be remembered, and you'll be helped from your enemy. So then, in continuation to the previous pasuk, where he just talked about that if you will have to go to war and you will cry out to Hashem and you will blow shofar and Hashem will help you from your enemies, you will be remembered and he will help you. Now it says, and on the day of your rejoicing. What is the connection between the simchaschem to the previous pasuk that it says ubiyayim, and on the day haynu shekasuv zeh baba hemshach lapasul shalofanav? In other words, the vav connects it to the previous pasuk shal pizeh muvim bepashtos. So now we understand what the simple meaning is. The biyayim simchaschem hakavana liyayim simchus yasul achrei v'nishaiten nitzachan amulchama, that this simcha that we're celebrating now is, we just came from a war. The Eibishter helped us. We defeated the enemy. There is a simcha. That simcha, you have to bring a carbon. To praise Hashem and to thank Hashem for helping us from the enemy. And that's what Rabbi Yom Simchaschem means. And the pasuk is teaching us, the noisev al v'reisim chatzetzes beis hamuchama, that in addition to blowing the chatzetzes when you're going to war, which is one thing, now when you come home from the war and you're celebrating the victory and you're bringing a carbon for the rejoicing, by the way, and also this also applies to a regular yontif, you have to blow shofar then too. Valpizem muvan bepashtus hahechrech lefarish deilaseichem mein korban tzibur. So now we understand. Since we now understand what bisimchascha means, so now we understand what the oila is talking about. Also, that it must be a korban tzibur. Kiven the cholad varim by hayomim shebiksuvim eila. Since all the discussion and the days about which we talk about the type of korban is the type of celebration of these psukim kisavayu ba'artzchem neshaitem v'gayim simchasum ve'adechem in yonit tzibur heim are all communal matters. The winning of the war, the yomim tovim, these are all communal matters. Muvan shagam hemshach hakosa. Therefore, when it says in the continuation of this pasuk, uskatem v'chatzeis alei seichem, that you shall blow shofar by the korban oila, bal zivchei shalmeichem, the korban tzibur hakosa medaber, he must be talking about a korban tzibur, and not just we learn it from the korban shlomim through a limud, but that's what this pasuk is talking about. That's what the previous pasuk is talking about. That's what this pasuk is talking about. Hayinu gam zivchei shalmeichem. The whole pasuk is talking about communal things. So it's not, as we did before the Rebbe asked, why does it say hakos of medaber? Because that's what it means. It's not that we learn it from Karm Shlomim as the Gemara does and the Sifri does. In the simple meaning, the Pashut HaPshat, this is what the pasuk is talking about. Communal celebrations. V'hine al pianal. So therefore, based on this, the pasuk zeh nemar b'hemshuch l'pasuk l'fanav, that this pasuk comes as a continuation to the previous pasuk. Muvan gamkin de'in l'faros aniya v'ayel l'keichem hanemar kan kipirushay b'shar mekaymus. Now we understand that the words aniya shem l'keichem cannot be understood as it would in other places in the simple mean that it means nemar l'shalom schar. That a mefurish pasuk akedem yishalom schar. Because the previous pasuk is already talking where he paid you the schar, he helped you from the enemy, the hariyosim b'chatzaitzris, and the v'alyideizim neshatim v'mayibeichem. He says in the previous pasuk, when you blow your shofar, you will be helped from your enemy. So he's already said, I will pay you for doing my mitzvah. Well, my kamashim l'kray yaseder b'pasuk abba, take a lachazah, what does he have to reiterate it again in the very next pasuk? The Gama of Skaitan, that also by blowing shofar by the carbon, you will also be paid Yishalom Schar. It seems unnecessary to have to say that again. And therefore, this is what leads Rashi to the Vlechei Mefarash Rashi. Shayyitr Dani Avaya Lekechem Anem Akan. Therefore, this additional Ani Avaya Lekechem, Bolu Lamed Allah, is coming to teach something else. Not the simple meaning of the words as it would in other places. And therefore he says, from here we learn out. He's not trying to explain the simple meaning of the words. That's the simple meaning is the simple meaning. Perhaps it even means I will as in other places. But why does it need to be said here? That's not the simple meaning of the words. That is what's the limud of this of these words. Why is it added here? Why does he have to reiterate it here? It's to teach something new, a halacha, which is not the normal thing that Rashi deals with, but because there's a question, why does the Eibishter have to say it again? I am ani avayel lekeichem. There is a limud that it needs to be said for. Umamshech Rashi. So Rashi continues, Malchias im zechreinus v'shoifres, that it comes to teach you that there should be Malchias together with zechreinus v'shoifres. Shneimar, because the pasuk over here says, uskatem arei shoifres. The word uskatem, as we said before, is shoifres. The koron arei zechreinus aniyav elekechem zu Malchias. Now comes the third one, Malchias, which is expressed by aniyav elekechem. Ve'ein kavanose lefarish duskatem v'goyim zechoron hi amiris psukim. He's not coming to tell you that over here that pasuk is teaching that on Rosh Hashanah when you say Malchias, when you say Zechreinus and Shofres, you should also say Malchias. That's not what he's alluding to. Shehareiza hepech apshat, because that is not a simple. That's not part of the pshat at all. Elishabazeh hakosav meisiv kan. But that this is something that the pasuk is adding here. Ani avay lekechem. Avshukar nemar b'pasuk shalafanav shi'ishalom schar. Even though The aniya vaylakechem, which in the simple meaning means I will pay schar, which has already been mentioned in the previous pasuk. So why does he have to say it again? Malamdeinu d'ksheyesh teichen shel sheifris b'zichreinus. What he's telling you is that when there is a subject mentioned, which brings in zichreinus of sheifris, sarich letzarif imahem gam teichen shel malchias. It's necessary to bring in the inyan of malchias. This is not teaching what you should do on Rosh Hashanah. This is just a simple statement of fact. When the Torah mentions, or when someone mentions Zichreinus and Shofaris, there is a need to add in Malchias as well. That's why he added in the Avayu Lekechem. The Geshem Sheba Pasuk Zeh Shenem Uskaitem, that just like in this Pasuk, where it says Uskatem, Hareyesh Teichon Shol Shofaris, therefore the Pasuk mentioned Shofaris. And then al yedei tkiya lizikaren, and then there is the inyan of zikaren was brought in harei yesh teichon shel zichreinus shenizkarim lifnei alekeichen, that we are remembered by Hashem because we blew moisiv kras here, the just because he mentioned malch zichreinus and shayfres, the pasuk takes the trouble to add in extra words on the avay lekeichen, because he wants to bring in the inyan of Malchias, Kamei Kain, so also we need to do the same thing. We learn from here that this is what we need to do. B'chol pam shetzarech li zichreinus v'shoifres, that wherever there is going to be a mention by us, let's say on Rosh Hashanah, zichreinus v'shoifres, bein kipshutik imedidin dedam, bein amiris psukim b'Rosh Hashanah, whether it is simply mentioning zichreinus v'shoifres, as in this pasuk, or if we're talking about the psukim in on Rosh Hashanah and Musaf, where we mentioned the psukim of Zichreinus and Shofaris, tzarech liyis imahem malchias, you need to add malchias. L'chei medayik Rashi v'ein ekeisu psukei Zichreinus u'psukei Shofaris. That's why Rashi doesn't say that wherever there is the psukim of malchias and of Zichreinus and the psukim of Shofaris, that there has to be the psukim of malchias, because the point is, here there is no psukei malchi zichreinus and shayfres. Here it's just a mention of malchi of zichreinus and shayfres. So therefore, el zichreinus v'shayfres. Sharei benidin dadan enakonu psukei zichreinus v'shayfres el kipshutei. In our pasuk, we're not talking about the psukim of Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about here. He mentioned blow shayfres so that I will remember you, says Hashem. So he mentioned already Zichreinus and Shofaris, so he already mentions Malchias also. There is a need to mention Malchias. From this we already understand, of course, that when we will say Psukim on Rosh Hashanah, we should do the same. But that's not what the limud here is. The limud over here is about the mention of Zichreinus and Shofaris brings out a need to mention also Malchias. So there's no need to say Psukim here. Zayin, besignu nachar. In other words, gam l'Rashi pirush hakasev v'kipshutei, l'chein ein tzarech l'farshei k'mosh l'pirush k'rosh l'fanav. In this pasuk, also the words uskatem l'zikaren, they don't mean the psukim of Rosh Hashanah. They mean the simple meaning of what the pasuk is trying to say: blow the chatzaitzers, and I will remember you. And that's why in the previous pasuk, where it's also mentioned this whole idea of blowing the shofar and you will be remembered, Rashi doesn't explain anything over there about Malchias or Psukim or anything else, because it's the simple meaning. That's what the meaning of the pasuk is. Shetzarech li yizrakus kaitem v'akosu maftiach shleidei zeh yil is a current. The simple meaning is blow the shofar and I will remember you. V'komei b'kroshu shonah v'ariyesem b'chatzaitzis v'ayidei zeh m'neskartem m'neshaitem m'yibeichem. Just as he said in the previous pasuk. El shetzarech biur The only issue that comes up is, why did he suddenly bring in Aniyavai Elokeichem, which didn't seem necessary here? To this comes the answer, you have to mention Malchias. So he answers, from here we learn that you need to add Malchias. Ches. But all of it is being said in the Pshudushal Mikra, basically, except for the Aniyavai Elokeichem, which needs a limud, which gives us an extra limud. An advanced student might ask the following question. Lama Mishana Rashi U Pasach B'Malchias V'Achachach Zichreinus V'Achachach Shefres. Why does Rashi start with saying the words Malchias, as he says, Mikalamadnu Malchias Im Zichreinus V'Shefres? From here we learn that Malchias has to be joined to Zichreinus and Shefres. So he begins with Malchias, then he says Zichreinus, and the last is Shefres. V'chein hu ba'tfilah d'Rosh Hashanah. And that's how also the order that we say it in the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. Malchias, Zichreinus, v'Shefres. Mashenken al pi anil matkam. But over here in this pasuk, haseder b'kosel l'pirish Rashi hu m'shemasl v'Shefres. It starts first with skaitem, that's v'Shefres. V'achkar Zichreinus v'niskartem. U'mesayim b'malchias, and ani avai lekeichem is at the end, that's Malchias. So the order in the pasuk is different. But Rashi says the order in which we actually say it on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Why is the order different? That's why Rashi says v'chulu. To answer this question, which a simple student wouldn't really ask, but since there is room for it to be asked, so it has to be alluded to. If you want, you can look up the answer here. Divrei ha-sefri. And with the v'chulu, he means to point you to the sefri, because that's where he's quoting it from. Over there he explains. The sefri says, why did the sages say that first you should say Malchias and then you should say Zichreinus and afterwards Shefres? And the sefri answers that the reason is Hamlicheu alecha tchila. First, declare him the king over you. And then ask for rachmim, so that you will be remembered. Malchias Zichreinus. Ask him to remember you. How is it that you're going to elicit this remembrance? B'shefer, through shefer. So that's how the Zifri answers. When Rashi is talking about the order that the Chachamim established, that whenever you mention, you have to have all three together, so he gives it to you in the proper order, Malchias, Zichreinus, and Shefres. Vein Rashi matev a case of ze befeirush, but Rashi doesn't need to say it outright, Ela meramez b'chulu. He just alludes to it so that if you have that question, here's your answer. It's not really a Pshutish L'mikra question. It's a little bit deeper, something that only an advanced student could ask, and therefore it just says V'cholu. Look it up over there, you'll understand this question too. And we could now understand a little better the order of how it's taught. The order in the pasuk can be understood now. The shayfres refers to the level of bina. Zichreinus is zah, that's the six spheres, and malchias is malchus. So now that we understand the three levels of these three items. In the Torah, which is given from above to below, so everything starts from the highest level and works its way down. The Torah lists them in the order that they start from the highest and goes down to the lowest. Maschul Meshefres, starting from Uskaitem Shefres, which is Bina, V'achakach Zichreinus V'niskartem, which is Zoh, and then Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which refers to Malchias. Avol Seder Avodas HaAdam, but when a person is coming to do Avodah, he's coming to do his own mitzvahs, Shehim El Mata L'Maila, which a person has to work his way up from the lowest upwards to the higher. Maschul B'Darga HaTachtena, we begin from the lowest level, V'Elim HaDarga L'Darga, Mel Mata L'Maila, and we work our way up from the lowest level up to higher levels. L'chein b'tfilah, therefore in davening, aseder hu maschil b'malchias, that's why it starts from malchias, which is malchus. Then is v'achkach zah, then is zichreinus, which is zah, and only then do you reach bina, which is shayfris. Yud. Bir hemshach ha'ksuvim ba'avedos ha'ruchni shel kol echad ve'echad. So to explain these psukim, what it all means in our personal avodah. Kisavayu mochama, the first pasuk that he, the previous pasuk to the one that we're dealing with now, starts with kisavayu mochama, if a war will occur. Umeramez al mochamas adam ma'yetzahara tamid. This is talking about the constant war that a person is doing battle with the yetzahara. Shehu atzar hatzayir eschem. He is the one that constantly is oppressing us. Ki ein lanu tzar hatzayir kamayu. There is no other enemy that oppresses us the way the Yetzirah does, says the Shalom. Or befrat b'shas ha'tfilah, especially during davening, shas tlus shas krova, that the time of davening is a time of battle, because the Yetzirah is constantly trying, shas ba Yetzirah l'lchem neged lo'i, l'vav v'lod machshav azorah, because the Yetzirah constantly comes to interfere with the davening by throwing in inappropriate thoughts, and so on. Om lamdeinu akosov. So the pasuk tells us, when you have a war, how are you going to win this war? You have to blow the trumpets. What this means in Aveda is a broken heart and a bittle and subservience and so on to Hashem. She is chanan lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'rachem olav. He should plead with Hashem that he should have compassion on him, al nafshei, on his soul, atzilim emayim etzidonim, to save us from the raging waters. And through this you will be remembered by Hashem, and you will be helped from the Yetzirah. So a person could think, this is a kind of avodah which is only necessary at the beginning, when a person is starting, he's just getting used to davening, ba'avodah, and so on, and the Yetzirah is in his full strength. But after a person has been successful sometimes, somewhat, and he's been able to overcome the enemy, and now he serves Hashem based on his own understanding, and he actually enjoys his davening and his avodah, so now there's no need for constant bittul, to be afraid of the Yetzirah constantly. There's not such a need for the bittul and subservience. Mladeno akosov, so the pasuk says, "Biyim simchaschem as katan b'chatzaitzeres alusherem alzu zivchei shalmeicha." That this teaches that gam la'acher netzachan amolchama. Even the second pasuk, which we explained, is talking about after that you win the war. Now you're bringing korbanos. Be'is akravas akorbanos liskarav l'Hashem. You're celebrating this, the victory. You're getting closer to Hashem. Even then, tzarech li'is uskaitem alo l'sechem al zivchit shalmeichem. That there has, tzarech li'is uskaitem abitl v'achno, even then there has to be bitl and achno. U'ba'avaydosei ba'akravas akorbanos mefurish b'kosuv. And in the Aveda of Karbanos, it's clearly stated in the Pasuk. Shaseidhu aloi l'sechem. That first it mentions a korban oila, and only after that al zivchei shalmeichem, which means betchil letzarech lahakriv korban oila sheikulo kol Hashem. First, you have to start with an oila which goes completely for Hashem. The whole oila is burnt on the mizbeach for Hashem. The person has no part of it. Ubavaydus adam. What this means in avayda bitl adam lagosh baruch hu makol v'kol, that he's completely bottled. Everything goes to the Eibishter. The rak la'achareizen, only after the korban oila, maybe korban shlamim, can you get to the korban shlamim? Hainu, what does the korban shlamim mean? Havayda bekiru lakash baruch hu mitzad avanasaga shaloi, the closeness to Hashem that you feel with your own contributions, with your own understanding. Dugmas korban shlamim, similar to a shlamim sheyesh bazan ol l'bayla, where there is also some benefit to the owner. Nechal l'baylam, because the korban shlamim can be eaten by the owners. Ubachlolus yoiser, more in general, korban oila hi dugmas avedis ha'tfila. A korban oila represents tfila, sha'adam oila mizdavik lagosh baruch hu, the person raises himself up to be connected and attached to the Eibishter. Korban shlamim shenechal abaylim, whereas a korban shlamim which is eaten by the owners, hi dugmas avedis ha'adam beis iski b'tzrochav agashmim, is more similar to when a person is busy with his own needs. During the day, which of course we're talking about when a person serves Hashem through his own needs, through the oifen of everything that you do is Hashem Shemayim, or b'chol drachecha da'eyu, in all of your ways, you also have to know Hashem. I mean, your own personal matters. Umaram is because that's the Korban Shlomim. Umaram is because of Seder Abayid, Shed Korban, Oyla Kaidin L'Korban Shlomim. So it gives you a general understanding of how you have to approach this type of Avayda. First comes, how do you get to a Korban Shlomim? Ki also, Korban Oyla Kaidin L'Korban Shlomim, sorry. That a Korban Oyla comes before a Korban Shlomim. Because a person is prohibited from being busy with his own things before he davens, as it says in Shulchan Aruch. Umadgish Rashi, Oid Yoser. Rashi makes a greater emphasis of it. Bekorban Tzibar Akosim Medaber. That is talking about a communal korban. Ein maspik shavedosu betfilu bitl tia avedus yochad laatzmai. That it's not enough that your bitl should be your own personal aveda. El tzarech lichlo laatzmai matzibah. You have to include yourself together with everybody else. The dafket filus at harabe mirutzuya yisil if ne'amokim. Only when you join with everybody else, with the whole community, then is it truly acceptable to the Eibishter. That even a korban oyla also has to be dafke b'tzibur and so on, and only then can you reach the proper avodas Hashem.